In the 21st dynasty of the pharaohs, 3,000 years ago, there took place one night at a temple the funeral of Henut-Tawi, the Lady of the Two Lands. Compared to the great rulers of Egypt, her burial was a modest affair. But just like the pharaohs, she too was mummified, and her body placed in the depths of a desert tomb in the belief that it would give her immortality. And in an unexpected way, it has. Her mummified body waited throughout recorded history, the Greeks and Romans, the Dark and Middle Ages, the Renaissance and Napoleon, until in the early 19th century, her tomb was plundered. The King of Bavaria bought the ornate sarcophagus with the mummy inside. He gave it to a museum in Munich, where for another century, Henut-Tawi lay undisturbed. Then a German scientist, Dr. Svetlana Balabanova, made a discovery which was to baffle Egyptologists and call into question whole areas of science. She discovered that the body of Henut-Tawi contained large amounts of cocaine and nicotine.